All right, guys. Today what we wanted to do is we wanted to talk a little bit about worship. And we titled this, if you can see from the top of that piece of paper, we titled this, I'm Not Sure What to Do with My Hands. And how many of you have seen Talladega Nights? Anybody seen that movie? Come on, Will Ferrell. Okay, Talladega Nights. In that movie, Will Ferrell has this interview, and his character is like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't, and they just keep floating up in the interview, and the interviewer's like, you can just put them down by your side. He's like, I don't know what to do with my hands, right? And so I think that sometimes in worship, we kind of have that attitude when we're trying to respond to God where we're just like, I don't know what to do with my hands. Do I stand? Do I sit? Am I supposed to clap right now? We're jumping, we're dancing. Okay, dancing. And we're not really sure what we're supposed to be doing when. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to clarify some of those things because there's really not a right or a wrong answer. There's just lots of different answers. And so we want to talk about some of those different things because what we do with our bodies, what we do our whole self kind of communicates with other people and with God about what we're thinking and what we're feeling. So in order to get this point across, I need two volunteers. I need a guy and a girl. And these people, they have to be like kind of expressive. They have to have some sort of a kind of outgoing. I'm going to go with Luke and Jesse. All right. All right. So Luke, what's your name?
Luke.
Good. Where do you go to school? Okay, so Friday night I'm at the game, right? And there's tons of school spirit there, but here, nothing. Where do you go to school?
Desert Vista.
Yeah!
Okay, and then Jesse, what's your name?
My name is Jesse.
I don't know why I keep doing that. And where do you go to school, Jesse?
I go to Desert Vista.
Woo! And just for those of you who go to a different school, go ahead and give your school a shout out right now. Awesome. Okay, so what we want to do this morning is I'm going to give you a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, there's going to be like an emotion or something, and you are going to have to use your body to act that out, and then you guys are going to try to guess what it is. Do you got it? All right. Here's your first one. All right. Nope. Just he's going to do this one. Ready, set, go.
Pain. Heartache.
Yeah, pain. Hurt. He's hurt, right? He's hurt. Good. 1 point for the guys. Excellent. Well done. All right, Jesse, here's yours. She can talk.
Wait, I can talk?
Yeah, you can talk. Go for it. Yeah, she's excited. Good. 1 point for the girls. Excellent. Good job, girls. All right, here we go. Ready? Here's your next one. Ready, set, go.
Oh, my God.
Surprise.
In awe.
Oh, wait, I heard it. Bored. He's bored. Well done. Point for the boys. All right, here's the next one. Ready, set, go. Yeah, anger, good. She's angry. Another point for the girls. Okay, so I think the girls won.
No.
All right, guys, can you give them a round of applause for helping out this morning? I'm the ref, so I get to decide the rules. Girls won. All right, so but the. The truth of this is that we communicate with people through the things that we do with our bodies. So right now, as I'm looking, I see a whole bunch of people, some people, a few, that are like, I know that they're texting. And I know that they're doing something else, and it's probably because they're bored and they're not engaged with what I'm saying. They don't really care what I have to say. And that's fine. That's their thing. But there's somebody else who I see that's like, and that means, that communicates to me that they are on the edge of their seat waiting for the next word that is about to come out of my mouth. And I say to that person, thank you. Right?
You're welcome.
So we have these different things that we communicate. The same thing is true on a Sunday morning. When you are here on a Sunday morning, we try to give you space to talk with God. We try to give you space to respond to him. So yeah, I stand up here and I tell you a little bit about God, and I hope that it means something to you. I hope that it's truth to you. But afterwards, we give you an opportunity to listen to God. We give you an opportunity to respond to who he is. And when you respond, your body language, what you do with your body, is communicating to God something. And so when we sit there with our arms crossed and our heads down or whatever, you may be praying, or you may hate this hour every Sunday. And you may be really angry at God. I'm not really sure, but that's a chance. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you guys some options of how to respond to God, to think a little bit more about different things that we do with our body and what they communicate. So the first one we're going to look at today, we already actually saw already, is Bro Franklin, right? Brother Franklin communicates with God and others that he is excited about life. He is excited about who God created him to be, and he's going to use his entire body to show that off. He's dancing. And this is totally, you don't have to clap for it, but this is totally an option for you guys on a Sunday morning. And I'm hoping that this is a safe enough space that you, like, if somebody's off in the corner, like, rocking it out, right? That's my dance move, right? If they are doing that, that's okay. We get what they're doing, right? So that's one option of what you could do. Another one is this, and what is this person doing?
Jumping for joy.
They're jumping. We jump in our lives when we're excited about something, when we're pumped. Justin Bieber walks down the street and you go, right? You jump up and down because, Joey, you know you did that. Yeah, right? So we jump up and down when we're excited about something. When was the last time you got so excited about who God was and what he was doing on this earth that you jumped up and down because of who he was, right? Okay, so that's another option. Here's another one. Another one is this, which what are they doing? They're clapping. They're standing up. It's a standing ovation, right? So this happens in our lives when there's some sort of sports thing that has happened, like DV scored a touchdown, woo, right? And we clap and we stand up and we cheer. Or Mountain Point scored a touchdown. Okay, it didn't happen. All right, it's hard to, all right, I'm sorry. Nobody start fighting. Okay, no, so. I was trying to find some way to throw that in. So during sporting events, we get so excited when a goal is scored or something amazing has happened. We stand to our feet and we cheer and we applaud. This is the same type of thing that we could do for God. I mean, how much greater to do this for the God who is enthroned on heaven, who has created everything and who knows everything from the beginning to the end of all time and has the whole universe wrapped up in his hands. We applaud that kind of God. So this is another option of what we can do when we're responding to God. Here's another one. Now, this one's kind of funny, and it's kind of weird, but who is this guy? He's Pharaoh, right? He's a king. And in monarchy, in times where they had kings, people would lay down and bow before the king because they were so in awe of who he was. They were so amazed by him that they would lay down and they would just worship that king. The God who sits in heaven is our King of Kings. He is the king of all kings. And what would it look like if when you are so overcome by how great he is and how not great you are, that you laid down before him and said, God, I give you everything. Like, I've tried and I'm a mess. And you are the King of Kings and I will lay down before you. You are the king and I will serve you. So this is another way that we can respond to God with our whole body. Here's another one. You've probably seen that we sometimes will raise our hands a lot in worship, and I want to unpack what that means, and it can mean lots of different things. But in this picture, what's happening? Why is the guy raising his hands? He's surrendering. When we worship God, sometimes there are times in our life where we get to this place where we're like, you know what? I've been trying to do this my way. I have been fighting against you. And God, I'm just going to surrender right now. It's not my way anymore. I'm going to choose your way. And I surrender to who you are. And that's what this could mean. It's what this could mean to raise your hands. God, I totally surrender to you. There's another option, too, of why we raise our hands, and that's of a little baby. What is this baby trying to communicate? Guess. Up. Lift me up. Hold me. Hold me, hold me, hold me. Sometimes we get to places in our lives where we're like, I hate this. This is horrible. I just need to be held. I just need to be comforted because everything's a mess, and I just need you to hold me. And so sometimes when we raise our hands, when we're singing or responding to God, sometimes this can be an option to say to God, you know what? I'm here. I need you to just hold me today. I don't need you to challenge me. I just need you to comfort me. All right, so this is also what this could mean. The last one with raising hands is this one. And what's he doing?
Celebrate.
This is another thing we do, right? You score the winning soccer goal. It's a goal, right? Soccer goal? Yeah. You score the winning soccer goal for your team, and you do the airplane thing. Goal! And you run around. I love doing that because I don't score points very often. So anytime I do, I celebrate like crazy. And this guy is excited about what just happened. We can celebrate by raising our hands. That's another reason why we may respond to God in that way. So these are just a couple of the different options that you guys have when you worship and when we respond to God. And I just wanted to lay these out here because what we wanted to do now is we actually wanted to practice. And I know that sounds really weird, like practice, like that's bizarre. But really, when we're responding to God on a Sunday morning, it is our opportunity to practice worshiping him. And so I want to challenge you. There's lots of different things, different ways to respond to God. These aren't the only options. You have a station over here where you can just write to God. If journaling is your thing and you need some space and time to do that, that's over there. If you're like, you know what, I need to confess something because I've been doing something in my life that's not God's best, we have some sand over there and you can write whatever you need to tell God in the sand and then erase it. Because that's how God views the things that we do. He just erases them when we ask for forgiveness. Over here, there's some paper pinned up. If you want to draw, if that's your thing, if art's really important to you, you can go take some time to draw. Over here at the cross, if there's something you need to declare to God or let go of, you can do that over there. There's some post-it notes, and you can just stick that right up there. So you can choose any one of those things, but you also have all of these things to choose from too. That while you're sitting in your seat, I want to challenge you to not just be zoning out and getting bored, but instead challenge you to choose one of these things. God, what am I thinking about right now? Am I excited about who you are? Well, then let me just celebrate that. Do I need to like say, God, you are worthy and I am not? Do I need to get on the ground and get low and worship you? Choose those things. Now, the only thing that I would ask you not to choose is I would ask you not to choose to disrupt your neighbor or distract them in any way. Because this is their time, maybe their only time all week to do business with God. And so we want to make sure that there's not, you know, that if somebody's trying to do that, there's not somebody next to them being like, hey, do you see that over there? Like, that's crazy, right? We don't want to do that right now. This is the time where you can communicate with God and you can respond to who he is. So I want you guys to just take that as an opportunity to just listen to him and listen to what he has to say to you. So I'm going to ask the guys who help us out with music to come on up. And while we do that, would you guys stand so we can pray together? Father God, you are the only one who is worthy of our worship, and you're the only one who is worthy of us responding to. So Father God, I ask that during this time, students, whoever, adults, whoever's in this room, that these things aren't chosen because I said you should choose one of these, but these things are chosen because they truly are in response to you. Father, that you would be the one who speaks to us this morning. In the individual way that we need to hear you. Amen.
So I have a